This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
So, guys, Key, J, Sixers.
What up, baby?
Sixers look good, man.
Yeah, they look really good. Really good. No Scottie Barnes, couple injuries for Toronto, but still, it looks right.
I mean, Tyrese Maxey, to me, they have a big three. Tyrese Maxey, if this is who he is, that's a big three they got, Jay, in Philly.
Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, James Harden?
Yeah.
I feel this way, man.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Who's the half, though, Harden or Maxey?
Maxey.
I don't think there's this image in our brain that James Harden has to be the James Harden that was in Houston or has to be the James Harden that single-handedly – carried Brooklyn last year before he got injured again. My thing is, I'm trying to reframe my mind. This is a championship James Harden version. The guy that doesn't try to do too much, the guy that takes the shots that are given to him. Every once in a while on the ISO, fine, he does his thing. But a guy who gives you 8, 10-plus assists, the guy that pushes the tempo, the guy that makes the game easier for Joel Embiid, the guy that gives you hockey assists, that kicks the ball up to Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris to make the game easier for them. The guy that is more of a traditional point guard. This is a championship version of James Harden, not the guy we saw 5 years ago. He's done. He should be done. This is a better version.
Yeah, I think it falls in the flow of what the 76ers and Doc Rivers is asking him to do.
Exactly.
You go into – the first several games when he was the 76ers, we was like, oh, okay, wow. Man, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the year, it didn't work out that way. But since we've seen him in these last two games, he's playing very efficient. He's passing the ball. He's not holding on to it to the last 2 seconds. He's making sure to push things around, everybody getting involved. And that's how you win basketball. The one-on-one game ain't going to win you nothing. I think we all know that, Jay.
Talking to Vince Carter about this on This Just In yesterday, and the point Vince made, which I thought is good, and we've been talking about it, is you want to see James Harden play point guard, right? And he's doing that. And you have Maxey who can explode and do all those things and get to the rim. He's fast. But if Harden doesn't have the threat of blowing by people, he can't be as good a point guard, right? Like that helps him distribute. That the threat of his getting to the basket is going to help his overall game, don't you think?
I disagree with that. Mark Jackson didn't really have blow-by speed, but he was still an elite passer. I still think James Harden is an elite passer. I think what this does for him being that point guard, that distributor, that pace, that tempo maker, is that he still has big games in him, but you don't need him to do it every single night. You need him to read and react.
Yeah.
There's some nights you may need him to be that guy. And I still think he can do that, but you don't need that every single night.
Lonzo Ball's not a blow-by kind of guy, or D'Angelo Russell, but they can get the job done.
But James went by a couple people the other night.
Yeah, but it's key. It's not like Tyrese Maxey has blow-by speed. James Harden is more shifty, change of speed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
when he gets
his
shoulders by you, he'll carve you out.
Yeah, he can get you on his back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden use his –
exactly.
His wide body and lay it up and things like that. But I think he still has the ability to slide by people, but it's just real sneaky looking.
It's like if you're having a race, if Max and I were having a race and we were running parallel and we said, go, boom, that's blow-by speed, right?
Yeah.
I still feel like I would be able to blow by you.
Naturally.
If one leg now for me, right, my race would have to be as soon as we say go, I do a beeline and I carve into you.
No, you still blow
I
by.
I cut you off.
I
blow by you with my shoulders and my upper body strength more so than just my natural speed.
So when you think about this Sixers lineup, I mentioned Tobias Harris is your fourth option on offense. Might not even be your fourth best player because Thybulle is special defensively, right? They also have Danny Green and Joel Embiid was talking about Danny Green's dunk. Danny Green can still dunk. Listen to this.
Man, we were all joking in the locker room saying that he better get ready for the drug test tomorrow. So that definitely.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Like, I don't be dunking all the time.
No, man, when's the last time you dunked a basketball?
It's been a while, but.
Okay, so. Yeah, so they're going to drug test him tomorrow.
I got to tell you, and I've never dunked a basketball or come close, okay? I'm not 6 feet tall, and I don't have hops. But let me tell you something. To me, at a certain age, Key, Jay, you guys have, so correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like the hard part is the way down, not as much the way up. Like, Danny Green got up okay, but then you got to get down from there. That's like you get to a certain age, it looks painful.
Look, dude's 34 years old, man. There's a lot of miles on that body. Mm-hmm. Winning a championship in Toronto, obviously playing with the Spurs. I mean, the guy's been on every big team there has been. Lakers, right, with LeBron. I mean, the dude's been around. So obviously, getting up like that in transition, like that's what makes Joel Embiid so likable, though.
Yeah,
isn't that
sure.
Why you like Joel Embiid? He says things like that about his teammates right in front of his teammates. And it feels like that's a family. It feels like that's what team camaraderie is all about.
He probably hadn't dunked in a while, come to think of it. I'm like, I don't think I ever seen him.
I can't remember Danny Green dunking. I can't, not offhand. No. By the way, Embiid is another, like, there's some guys, I bring this up from time to time. We talk about how likable he is. Shaq was also, like, the best in the game and the best big in the game and also a superstar personality, right? Joel Embiid has the same thing. If you ever play fantasy sports, if you look at the league that you're in and you see, like, the clever name, right, you're like, uh-oh, they're going to be good. Like, they're smart, right? Joel Embiid, I don't know what his IQ is. I guarantee you it's very high. He's like whatever – like, not only is he funny and gregarious and all that stuff, but he is – you could just see he's a very smart guy.
I want to see how smart, and we'll get a chance to see it next series because he'll have to go against the defensive scheme of Eric Spoelstra and Bam Adebayo and how they play in the different coverages. I'm telling you, Miami is one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. And I know they're undersized, and Joel Embiid, there's no matchup for him. But the kind of junk that they'll throw at Philly, like we're seeing Philly obviously coast now with Toronto. That's going to be a different
level.
What
about Boston? Boston can play defense.
Well, they got to get by Miami first.
Right.
They got to get by, and Boston would have to get through Milwaukee.
But the difference between Boston and Milwaukee and Miami for me, guys, is Boston and Milwaukee not only can do some things defensively when they have to, but then they have superstars where you go, yup, then you got to account for that guy. And Miami doesn't have that guy.
Right? No, they don't. Hey, Jay, does Joel Embiid have a nickname?
I'm sure he has a couple.
Yates got a Yates. What's
the nickname?
The process.
What it's just called the process. I thought that was the whole team, the whole organization. It's him.
Nah, he's specifically the process.
The process.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just trying to think of a nickname for him.
I like that.
The process.
The process.
Yeah. He needs to come up with something better than the process.
I agree.
Because the process was the organization. Drafting, tanking.
But he's the embodiment of it because, like, you know, he got off to a slow start because of the injuries and little by little got to this place.
Go win a championship, then they can call
you
the chip.
But think about it. When you got Olajuwon, the Dream, the Diesel, Shaq, like, there's nicknames. You know, Black Mamba. You know, what is Joel? Well, like, what would he be?
Well, here's the thing. If they win a chip, don't worry. He's creative enough. He'll come up with his own nickname. That'll be different.
If you were making a team to compete against, like, teams formed from the NBA top 75, right? Because Embiid is not on that list, right? He'd be your center. Like, Embiid, you match him up with anyone who ever lived, it's a problem because he's got the size, he's got the post moves, he's got the shot. He can be a problem one-on-one defensively for a big. He's a problem.
I ain't taking him over the cap. Go ahead,
I'm not
Max.
Saying taking him. Exactly. That's Adrian Bronner, the fighter. But it's not that I'm taking him over Kareem to win a game, Key. It's that I'm saying he is a problem for anyone, Kareem, everyone. It's a problem. This is Keyshawn J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We're all on the same page on this show about Kareem, greatest center of all time, right? Are we on that same page? Jay's not sure.
Yeah. Jay's not sure?
Well, I mean, because there have been a lot of great centers.
I'm shaking my head.
Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, you know.
Yeah, come on, we're going to break.
Shaq.
We're going to break.
Another day and another NFL player scrubbing social media. Next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Our mock draft. It begins today. You've been hearing so much about it on this show. And this is how it's going to work. You're going to hear that draft sound. Evan, why don't we show them that draft sound? You're going to hear... Dun, 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 dun.
That was a good imitation. That was a good try.
And then.
There it is. Better late than never.
Ah, it feels so good.
They call Evan Flash on the soundboard. There it is, for good reason.
Keyshawn, once again, as I asked yesterday, do you think Yates and I sound exactly the same?
Keyshawn, well, I did say Evan.
But Yates is on the board.
Nevertheless, you get blamed. That's how it works. The people at home don't know that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and we are joined by Diana Russini.
What up, Di-Di?
Good morning.
Yes.
So,
That was my best greenie.
I feel like our energies went up, and Max was like, so.
Yeah.
So,
All right, children.
Diana Russini is giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Diana, are you ready to play Hot News or Not News?
I love this game. I couldn't sleep last night. Let's go.
You're better than caffeine. Hot News or Not News, Diana. Andy Reid says the Chiefs' offense won't be much different without Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to say that's hot news because they are going to be different. We can talk all day long that, you know, Hardman gives them some speed, but they're going to look different. I'm never going to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. We know they know how to make this work. Patrick Mahomes, I know sometimes it's almost like we forget because we take him for granted a bit of how skillful he is. I think they'll figure it out, but I do think it's a bit of a hot news that Andy doesn't think it's a big change in their offense. It's going to be.
See, it's not news to me at all, Diana, because I've been saying this to the guys when Tyreek was first moved to Miami that the team's going to look different to a degree, but they're still going to win games. They're still going to have explosive plays. They went out and got MVS from Green Bay. They went and got Juju, who will be the mediocre kind of in-between guy, where you got guys like MVS who can lift the coverage, and Mecole Hardman certainly can fill somewhat of a void. Tyreek Hill is a special player, no question about it. But it's not news. I mean, they're going to still win games, and Patrick Mahomes is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Key, I like the fact that you stuck with MBS instead of saying his full name.
Don't need to.
Quicker, more efficient.
Too much.
I like it. Yes. I hear what Andy Reid is saying, but I'm with Di on this one. I mean, realistically, it's Tyreek Hill, man. Like, he takes the top off. The dude is a speed demon. So I get that guys can plug and play to that degree, but it's not going to be the same.
Not only is it hot news, I think I could convince Key to change his mind, believe it or not. Ready for this, Key?
What do you got?
He ain't going to make, like,
believe
it's not like.
Believe it or not, it's a different game, actually.
But it's not like, okay. It's not like the Chiefs are going to make the AFC championship game every year of Mahomes' career. It's just not possible, right? The AFC is getting better. They've looked a little more vulnerable, and now they're missing Tyreek Hill when Cincinnati is loaded and Buffalo is loaded and the Chargers are loaded in the division. Key, it feels like this might be the year they don't make the AFC Championship game. And if that happens, whether it's true or not, everyone's going to link it to Tyreek Hill, right? So to me, that's hot news.
I still go with that Tyreek.
Try, Max.
Key, I think you're with me on this. I think Tyreek Hill is going to miss Patrick Mahomes more than
Patrick
Mahomes is going to miss Tyreek Hill.
Oh, he's probably already missing him because they're probably doing a little OTAs or whatnot. Oh, he's already sitting there going, damn.
This ain't the same. Dalton Schultz says he and Dak are definitely ahead of where we were last year. Hot news or not news?
Not news. It's March. Who cares? No, sorry. Sorry. I know that wasn't the most like X's and O's answer there, but when I saw that headline, I mean, look, great. Awesome. And look, Dak coming off of that minor shoulder surgery that we found out about through his head coach. Yeah, that's great to see. There were no concerns about his health, but the fact that, you know, the tight end thinks that they're ahead of last year in March. Good. Yay. Not news.
Not news at all. Let's move on.
I mean, every year there's some headline that's going to tell you that it's going to be different for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think it is. Not news.
Dallas Cowboys ain't it. And if you're under 25 years old, they've never been it in your whole life. That's just the truth. Wake me up when they're actually ready to make a Super Bowl run. Denzel Ward extension makes him the highest paid corner in the NFL.
I think it's hot news because I like everything about Denzel Ward. He's just a homegrown kid, obviously went to Ohio State, and he's just a good guy on the field, off the field. And Cleveland, just they made the right pick when they drafted him, and now they're paying. And he's obviously a significant part of this defense. So I think it's hot news because I love seeing guys who produced you well, our good people get rewarded.
Yeah, it's hot news, especially for the Cleveland Brown fans. They keeping cores together. Miles Garrett, they keep him together. Along now they bring in Amari Cooper, Deshaun Watson. Now they shell out money to Denzel Ward. Kareem Hunt is next. Chubb has been paid already. So you start to think about some things in the pipeline. Don't be shocked or surprised if Amari Cooper contract is significantly not necessarily reduced, but brought up to the level in which the rest of the receivers in the league are at right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot news. Remember the days when everybody used to preach that Cleveland was not an ideal free agent destination?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, so keeping guys home like that, huge. Mm-hmm. But also, it's crazy to think what this team is right now compared to where they were last year, what they are now. It's like this is a team built to win a Super Bowl, depending upon Deshaun Watson and when he's allowed to come back and play.
This is hot news. You know who they're not going to pay? They're not going to overpay running backs and stuff. What the Cleveland Browns do is they paid $230 guaranteed million dollars for a quarterback. They lock up their shutdown corner, their defensive end who goes and kills the quarterback. They're about to lock up a lead receiver. They get premium players at premium positions and pay them. It's the right way to do it. Hot news or not news?
Wait, Di, were you about to say something?
Going to say hot news or not news. I said it was March. So it's hot news because it's April, everybody. I just didn't want to freak anyone out driving to work going, I thought it was April. What's wrong with this person?
Well, yes, it is hot news that
it's hot news. I don't know what it is. Where are we?
A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, and Deebo Samuel won't practice in off-season activities, Diana. Hot news or not news?
I'm going to say this is not news. And the reason why I say it's not news, because based on my reporting and having conversations, I think this deal gets done. I think it works out. You know, you have these three receivers from this 2019 class that all want to get paid. They got 1 year left on their contracts. And, you know, you've got Deebo, you've got A.J. Brown, you've got Terry down in Washington. All three want to get paid. And from what I can gather, all three of those teams are open to keeping those guys on their roster and want to pay them. So, obviously, a trade is always on the table, right? The teams are going to have that option, but they all want to lock these guys up.
Yeah, it's not news to me because whether it's this team that they're with or another team that they'll be with, it's going to pay them anyway. So, it's not news. They either going to get it from the current team or they're going to get it from somebody else.
What's that deal look like, you think, for A.J. Brown?
25. Probably, most likely, maybe 26. You know, here's the thing I know just from covering the Titans for so many years now. They don't talk about their players the way I heard John Robinson, their GM, and head coach Mike Vrabel talk about A.J. Brown over the last few weeks. It's obvious they have a really personal relationship. I think the quote Mike Vrabel gave was, I love A.J. Brown. I mean, this is a guy, you can't get him to even say he loves his family. I mean, he does, of course. But it, to show that much, and granted, in this business, don't show me, you know, don't tell me, show me, right? But at the same time, it sounds like Tennessee wants to lock him up. And when you really look at this offense in terms of a true playmaker, he's really the only one. I know we talk about Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry needs that O-line, right? He needs that type of protection to get yardage. You just got to throw the ball to A.J. Brown. And, you know, there's always a difference between, you know, a productive player and a playmaker. And
a difference maker.
A difference. And A.J.'s both. A.J. is both of them. And that's why I think that this is a type of contract that Tennessee's going to try to work hard to get done. And I spoke to both sides, and they're working towards that. So that's good news. Even though A.J. scrubbed his social media account of the word Tennessee, I think, on his Twitter handle, because that's what you do these days. Yes. Much like my single girlfriends, when you're done with somebody, you know.
That'll show them.
I'll hurt them now. You never existed. Delete. You know, meanwhile, it's like, you've tracked every moment of your relationship. Like,
yeah, right.
We know you dated.
This is such a good conversation.
Like, you can't get rid of it.
Jay loves these conversations, you know, when you come on, Diana. He loves them.
Oh, because I go into these very strange spaces.
Jay's been in love before.
Yeah. Kate, what do you make of it when these players scrub their social media accounts? Do you think it's immature?
No, not at all. The way that I look at it is, if you're going to scrub it, make sure that you're going to stick with it and this is what you want to do. Because going to the organization and trying to send a message to them, and then 2 days later going in and be like, okay, I'm back with the team. I'm like, come on, man. It's just like, which one is it? Do you want to be here or you don't want to be here?
They don't want to be there. They scrub it when they don't get paid, and then after they get paid, they put it back.
Yeah, just want to clarify something for your single friends. Just because you unfollow me doesn't mean I can't see you see all my stories.
Yes.
I see you see me. What are you doing? It's scary. It's mental Jedi magic.
I have exes who do that look at my Insta stories, but don't follow me. So that means the effort to search me.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means social media. You know what it means, Key? It means they're still in love with me, and I knew it the whole time.
You know how it feels.
You know what, though? It's like you walk into a room. If someone, there's one thing about having game, right? Like, don't pay too much attention. But it can go the other way, too. If someone is completely ignoring you, never making eye contact, they're playing themselves too, because you know that takes effort. In other words, it's not just normal, like I see you, whatever, like everyone else. It takes, and to me, you're playing yourself just as though you're looking too hard.
Yeah, I think the best place to be in any relationship when you're trying to get over it or move on is just be indifferent, right? When you're indifferent, that's the good space, because then you just don't care. You don't overthink anything.
But are you indifferent or not?
When you start thinking about every move and how you're following them on social media and how you're posting and what you're looking for, are you Google searching them?
This is such a deep
conversation. Then it just gets to
a very weird person.
They rent.
There are a lot of them out there, Key.
Weird.
There are a lot of them out there.
We
now.
All do it. Every cup, Key. You're telling me you don't go on Instagram and look at some people that you used to be friends with?
Diana, I couldn't even tell you how to log into an Instagram.
Right, he doesn't know what Instagram is yet. You know.
Into a Instagram.
Yeah, I have no idea how this stuff works.
By the way, I got an Instagram account because social media people made me do it like a year and a half ago. I was never on Instagram before 18 months.
You check your DMs, Di?
Oh, God.
My public ones?
Yes. I'm curious about this kind of stuff. What are you talking about? This is what the people need to know.
I
never check mine.
Okay, the truth is I do because I don't get my reporting from DMs. But sometimes you'd be surprised. People will put you on to things that you didn't think about. Like, hey, I saw this player here. Maybe, you know, whatever.
And crowdsourcing then,
in a way.
I try not to listen to the messages, or at least take seriously the messages that are either hateful or strangely perverted.
Which women in the business get like
Jay
out of
spends about 6 hours a day sourcing through that stuff.
What do you talk, Key? Social media is like watching TV. So, you know, when you sit down and you watch TV at home, that's what social media is to me. That's how I consume content, by the way. No. YouTube, social media. There you go.
It is a lot like that. It is to this generation what TV was to you know, generations past.
Yeah.
Quickly go through it. Yeah. And look, you can come across some great things. Yesterday morning, I spent my day looking at everyone's Easter family photos, and it was a great way to start my day.
Any big Easter bunnies in there? I don't understand big Easter
bunnies.
Please,
by 9 o'clock, I was at some, workout girls' thing, making myself feel
just
bad that I can't even walk to my car without
being
out of breath.
I like watching nature stuff on those reels. I like the nature stuff. Yeah.
You like nature stuff?
Yeah, like, you know, you see a lion and a wildebeest or something like
And then fire. Yeah. My husband's into that weird stuff, too. He loves looking at that.
Yeah, now
you
I don't just...
National Geographic?
National Geographic is on my... used to be on my TV like wallpaper, right? Like, just keep it on. Yeah.
That's nice.
Love watching the animals. That's but now you can get it on your phone.
I got a guy. I'll find his name. It's like Tarzan or something. That social media, IG, is always doing some like rare animals. You'll love it.
So, Key, one of the cool things about Instagram is it basically can monitor... what you're checking out all the time. Yeah. So when you open up your page, videos pop up that you didn't really click on, or at least you didn't think. But what it does is it tells you what you're truly passionate about and what you truly watch. Well, like mine is all NFL and fitness people because I'm constantly like watching other people work out, thinking maybe if I watch them, it'll happen to me.
So kind of
Your phone is listening to you too, by the way. You can have a conversation and all of a sudden stuff pops up.
So do you feel embarrassed like at times if your husband's like, oh, let me search this real quick. And you're like, I don't know if I want you to open up the search engine on my IG.
He always says to me,
you're trying to delete, like erase the history. Erase.
What are you doing, Jay?
He always will look at my phone and be like, why do you have so many hot chicks on your phone? I'm like, it's because I'm looking at them work out so I can try to look like them for you. And he's like, yeah, okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. That is Diana Russini, who apparently has a social media issue.
No. Thank you, Diana.
Pay those receivers. They deserve it.
They're getting paid. One NFL quarterback being compared to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. We're going to tell you. I'll tell you why Tony Parker may be a better comparison.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Y'all still fighting the rain out there?
Yep.
Yeah, we crazy
wind
last night.
Don't leave out the wind. Wind, so it's coming in sideways.
Lost power three times last night. Like,
how's the rain and wind out where you are?
It's just fine, nice and warm. Can watch all the games in peace without worrying about extra noise.
See, I don't know how they got me back here. It's so hard when you
go east. You're fine. You're a New Yorker.
When you go east to west and you live in L.A., it's different.
Okay? Jay!
But if you're working entertainment in L.A.
I don't want to see your nasty feet. Put the toe sandals down.
Flip-flops, baby.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Also can hit us up at Key, J, and Max on Twitter. So,
it's a toe sandal.
What is a toe sandal, Jay?
Like,
yeah, what's a toe sandal?
Did I say toe sandal?
Yes. Do you want to hear it again?
Because I meant to say something else.
Replay the production.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Y'all still fighting the rain out there?
Yep.
Yeah, we crazy wind last night.
Don't leave out the wind. Wind, so it's coming in sideways.
Lost power three times last night. Like, what
how's
the
rain and wind
on?
Out where you are?
It's just fine, nice and warm. Can watch all the games in peace without worrying about extra noise.
See, I don't know how they got me back here. It's so hard when you
you're
go
fine.
East.
You're a New Yorker.
When you go east to west and you live in L.A., it's different.
Okay? Jay!
But if you're working entertainment in L.A.
Shut up. I don't want to see your nasty feet. Put the toe sandals down.
What? Flip-flops, baby.
Same thing. Yeah, all right. Flip-flops, toe sandals. I mean, Key gets him buffed. You get the toenails buffed, don't you?
I never heard toe sandals either, but it makes sense.
Yeah, you got them. Yeah, you get them buffed. Yeah, they're really shiny. You get the clear polish.
Polish. I was at the nail salon yesterday, baby. Okay.
In L.A., because your feet are out, you got to do the pedicure.
I don't rock sandals like that. It's not me.
I know you got them shacks. I already know.
No, I got good feet, man. I got the good toes. My toes don't curl like that, baby.
You got all this going on.
Hey, you know the dudes who be out the summertime with your boys, they be wearing the socks with the sandals, but man, take the socks off.
That's the athlete thing.
Man,
take the socks off.
No, but
the socks with the toes.
Yes,
no,
athletes
toe
wear that with slides,
Max,
man.
Max,
no, he
don't say athletes,
about.
Say bad feet.
Bad
people.
Feet people.
Not no athletes.
Let me tell you something. No. My feet are like, you ever see like a monkey's feet? It's like hands. My feet are like, I could like grip
I
things
I want to
with
see your
toes.
Feet right now.
No.
Take your shoes
I won't
off.
Do it.
I want to see
I'm
your
not
foot
do it. No.
Right now. I want to see what monkey handles look like. Take it off right now, Max.
Straight knuckles.
Show people your feet.
No.
Why?
Zoom in on his feet. Get down
he
on his feet.
He shows his feet every show.
Throw me
I
a banana.
Care.
I'll catch it.
I know
maybe
you're
with
fine.
My feet,
you can catch a banana with your feet.
No, I'm joking. I'm saying like a monkey. No, I'm not.
Are they that curled? You can get them straightened.
It's just, it's not, that, get your toes straightened?
Max, you got hair on your toes? Is that what it is?
What do you think? Oh, hair on the toes. They curled the whole thing.
I love this.
Also, Key, I'm in New York now, so like, I pedicure in years now. Oh, it's a mess.
You gotta get them. Why do you mean years?
Come on, man, your cuticles and stuff, you got to take care of yourself.
No, but the other thing is then the pandemic hit, so no one's going to see you anyway. So the last couple of years, man,
just
been reverted to a state of nature.
Nobody sees Max's feet anyway. His foot's usually in his mouth.
Oh, that's a great. That was worth it.
Wow. Hey, Keyshawn, that was a real zinger.
Yeah, there you go. Quarterback.
Is there a lot of aggressive?
Do you have hair like on the top of the foot, or is it more like individual toes?
Why are you asking the man about?
Because now I'm fascinated.
I have hair on the roof of my mouth, practically. What are you talking about? It's everywhere. I guess it's growing everywhere.
That's a hairy man.
I want to tell you
about what Max is trying to get to the sports, man.
I'm trying to get off my hairy feet
at all.
All right.
One last thing, though, Max.
Yeah.
Does your hair get caught in your socks?
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
what I do is,
feeling.
Like, when the warm weather comes in the city, I got to take the clippers and do a shear down like a sheep.
Could you braid your chest hair right now? Could you braid it?
Yep.
It's that long.
Yeah, but
so
I shear
gross.
It down.
Hey,
and it
yo!
Also, it grows straight like a Yeti. It doesn't curl, you know?
Jeez.
Like, you've seen those footage of, like, the Yeti walking through the forest, like, in blurry. That was me. That was just me. I was camping. All right. Russell Wilson's obviously getting off on the right foot with the Broncos. Listen to Garrett Bowles, his offensive tackle. Listen to what he said about Russell Wilson's leadership.
He's a great leader. I love Russ. I love his determination. I love his focus. I love his mental. I love everything. You know, you talk about some of the greatest athletes, Kobe Bryant. You know, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, those type of mentalities that those athletes have, that's what he has. He's just so focused all the time, ready to rock and roll, and it's what we needed here. You know, he brings in such – he's just so positive all the time, just a lovable guy, and you just want to play your heart out for him.
I mean, I understand what he means
laughing,
about
Kate?
The mentality.
Huh?
But, why are you laughing?
But
hold
you
on.
Can't call Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm laughing because he says, oh, he's just so positive all the time. And I kind of know Russ, and so it just makes me laugh. That's all. It just
what
everything
is,
everything is positive,
you know,
no matter what.
It's like a crappy day. How you doing? It's a great day. It's not a great day. It's crappy outside. Keith, it's raining. My car got hit.
This is what he would say to me. Hey, Keith, man, we're just working real good, and everything's just – we're going to just keep trying to play hard, man. That's all we can do. Like, come on, man.
Tell me something honest.
Please tell me something honest.
Should we do it? Like, is there a comp, an NBA comp?
An NBA comp to Russell Wilson.
Because I thought of one yesterday for this just in.
NBA comp to Russell Wilson.
I was thinking it's not Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. He was an ex. I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. I think Tony Parker, right? Like, I think an excellent all-star level, Pro Bowl level player, Hall of Fame level player, but there are levels in the Hall of Fame, right? And I believe one day he will get in, or deserves to get in one day by the time all said and done. But like Tony Parker, not like Michael Jordan. I understand what really Bowles talking about is the mentality, but someone like Tony Parker.
I don't know if I can go to the Tony Parker. I mean, Tony Parker has 4 world championships.
But would you say he's not as great, that Russell Wilson's not at least as great a football player as Tony Parker is a basketball player?
I mean, people are – I think Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. There's some people on this show. Not Keyshawn, I think, is there. Evan Wilner, definitely not there. Mm-hmm. But Tony Parker's Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but
– I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet? You need to see more.
His career's not over and complete.
Okay.
This conversation about Hall of Fame and all those sort of things came up about Matthew Stafford a year ago. And you wanted to see what Matthew Stafford could do with another team. And he went to the Rams and he won a championship. And there's still people out there that says no matter what, he still, as of right now, is not a Hall of Famer. I think Russell Wilson will, when his career is over, be a Hall of Famer. But if his career was to end today, I don't know that they would do that.
Be close, probably a no at this moment, right? But it'd be close already. And I agree with that assessment, Key. What I'm saying is Tony Parker was never the best or second best point guard in the league, but he was an excellent point guard. And I think a great player. And Hall of Fame caliber guy, even though he wasn't in that conversation for best in the league. That's like Russell Wilson.
At the height of his career, he wasn't in the conversation for the best, Jay? At the point guard position? At the height of his career? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in contention with it. I mean, because
Greg
Popovich, Tim Duncan, the big fundamental, that team, I mean, maybe not the most dynamic point guard, but he was definitely in that conversation.
Who are the contemporaries?
Yeah, I was about to say who are the other guys in his prime,
because I don't remember Tony Parker ever being in that conversation, but he was clearly excellent. He was a great player.
I'm really trying to dig into who's an NBA comp for Russell Wilson.
And not Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is on
level. Tim Duncan. No, Tim Duncan's considered one greatest of the greatest
ever
of
in
all
his position.
Time, yes.
He's the greatest power forward ever and one of the greatest centers ever, too. You can count him there, too.
Yeah. I don't know. This is the poll question. You guys out there, if you hear this, if you think of a great comp for Russell Wilson to an NBA player, please chime in, tweet us, call in. This is
I think
tough.
Parker's pretty good. I'm surprised.
Here's one for you. Huh. Here's Jason Kidd.
See, to me, Kidd is above Parker.
Yeah, Kidd is above Parker.
So, but that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised you guys are like, no, Tony Parker is too good. I thought what you'd say that's not good enough for Russell Wilson.
I see. The only thing is it's about the championships for me. Because I think even though experts like Key would tell you the offensive game for Seattle – that they should have ran the ball, they would have had two Super Bowls. I still, in my brain.
I ain't the only person that's going to say that.
I know. Richard Sherman, other people have said it. Right? All I'm saying is, in my mind, I still look at Tony Parker as a guy who's won a multitude of world championships, and that shifts the conversation.
Russell
about
Wilson,
how
until
I look
this last. First of all, he got to two Super Bowls, very nearly won two, understood. Won one, okay? But still, had the first time he won under double digit. Oh, sorry. He was under 500 was this past season. First time he was under 500 in his career, and only once was he under double-digit wins in his whole career, and that was a 9-win season. Like, come on, at a certain point. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. I think he's a great player. I think Tony Parker's a great player, but there are levels of greatness. The key to the Sixers winning the title. What is that, J. Will? And what could possibly stop them?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I don't know, Max. I feel like we're getting a lot of good Russell Wilson comps.
Like who?
Chauncey Billups.
I don't think Billups is a good one.
Mo Cheeks.
Mo Cheeks not a good one either.
I mean, why isn't Billups one?
Because Chauncey and Mo, excellent players, championship players, but Russell Wilson, more talented in his sport, I think, than those guys in their sports.
Rondo?
Rondo's a
more
good one.
More talented than Chauncey Billups?
I would say so, yeah. Russell Wilson was, Russell Wilson could... Like, now everyone's running and everything. He was legit fast before that was really the thing, who could also really throw.
You said more talented than Chauncey Billups.
I think so. I wonder what Chauncey would say about that. Chauncey was tough. Chauncey had leadership. Chauncey, it was wrapped up in a package of intangibles that elevated him.
But that's what they say Russell is.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like that's the best NBA comp.
Russell Wilson's athletic talent for a football player is more like a fast, twitchy, Westbrook-y kind of guy, I think.
Do not sleep on it. From somebody who played against Chauncey, who saw those quick twitch fibers and felt those big shoulders in my chest, that was different now.
Yeah, but he was a big, strong – that's not Russell Wilson's, a small, fast guy.
Yeah, but now you're trying to look for everything, like the perfect body frame, like the rest of, I can't make it all work, Max.
A little bit.
What else do we have?
You've been working with Max Kellerman for quite some
Rondo's
time,
a good one.
So you know he ain't going to back down.
That's
but
what
I
saying,
think when Keith. When you think about it, though, Max, Chauncey is probably a good comp. I don't remember Mo Cheeks. That was so long ago. I mean, I remember him, but I don't remember, like, to be comparing him to Russell Wilson. That'd have to be something a little more recent. Rondo? Yeah, Rondo's not a bad one. I think he's a little, probably a little above a Rondo. Here's one for you. Derek Fisher.
No. Fish ain't on Fish, that level. No.
Why not?
I don't think Fish is on Russell Wilson's level.
Derek Fisher, championship I think he's a great team, really good player,
made big shots.
I'm saying, to me, Russell Wilson is a fast, twitchy, smaller kind of player.
But also, Russell was the premier guy, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, he was – Derek Fisher's never been the premier guy.
Chauncey's like Clyde Frazier or Chauncey Billups is like a big-time money-on-the-line player.
You said he's never been the guy. Dude got five championships. He wasn't – I mean, he did some stuff to get those five. Right? I mean, he did something.
Who are we talking about?
Is it four or five?
Who are we talking about?
Derek Fisher. He did something.
He played with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal.
Don't look at the name. Don't look at the name. Look at the actual comp.
Derek Fisher and Rick Fox and all they put together a Robert real Ory. Nice team of Robert Ory championship players.
But that's different. Nah, see, y'all. So I guess a comp would be Paul Pierce then, huh?
Paul Pierce is an interesting one.
How?
I know, because Yates said Paul Pierce. I don't really know if I see Paul Pierce.
I'm starting to think point guards because he's a quarterback and because he's a shorter quarterback, so I immediately start thinking point guards. But if you're talking about
what level.
Not all
point guards are short, Max.
Huh?
What? We're not all short, Key.
If I were you, I'd be proud of the fact that I was 6'2 and the second pick in the draft. That's hard to do. That's tall.
No, yeah, when you're six one or so like that and to be second pick in the draft, of course.
Why would you carve an inch off me? Don't do that to me.
Hey, you got on the bully, the shoe. don't start that book because now I'm going to tear your ass up. Don't start that bully stuff.
When you put your hand on
you'll have people out there really thinking that I'll be bullying you. And you know how these people are that listen to these shows. Do not do that again, or else I'm going to come through the camera.
That is a bully response.
That was deliberate, though.
Why do you put your hand
but
on
you
your hip?
But you can't say you don't bully someone and then bully them in response to it.
But because I want them to know that.
All right, we're
going to
play Jay Will or Jay Won't later. Best case and worst case scenario for the two teams in next week's draft. Next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.